You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Thursday, April 4th. Today, we're getting the first official word about what may have caused that deadly plane crash in Ethiopia. And there are some new concerns about e-cigarettes. Plus, the first 5G, LinkedIn's top companies to work for, and the latest royal record. Then hang out after the news for Thing to Know Thursday's bonus interview. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We've now heard the first official word about what may have caused the deadly Boeing 737 MAX plane crash in Ethiopia last month. Early this morning, investigators pretty much blamed the plane's manufacturer, U.S. company Boeing. The official said the crew performed all the procedures provided by Boeing, but still could not control the plane. That Boeing did not provide enough data to the pilots and recommended the company investigate its automated control system. It's definitely not good news for Boeing. Remember, this crash in Ethiopia came just 5 months after another deadly crash in Indonesia involving that same model of Boeing airplane. Now, 737 MAX planes are grounded around the world, and Boeing says it's working on a software update. Experts say to expect much more information from today's initial preliminary report, so stay tuned. House Democrats have wanted to see the president's tax returns for a while, but this week they just put in the first formal request to the IRS. The Wall Street Journal reports they've asked the IRS to provide 6 years of the president's personal tax returns and some of his business returns, and they want them in about a week. The Journal says there's a federal law that allows the House Ways and Means Committee to request any person's tax information. Remember, President Trump is the first president and major party presidential candidate in four decades not to release any tax returns voluntarily. And now he's pushing back at this new request, saying he'll fight it because he's currently being audited. And Fox News reports a top Republican is also calling this request an abuse of power. If the IRS does not hand over the returns, it could start a legal fight. Also, as expected, House Democrats authorized a subpoena to see the full, unredacted version of the final report from the Russia investigation and all the evidence found. Remember, so far we've only seen the Attorney General's four-page summary of the 400-page final report. And the AG has said he'll have to black out some of the full thing because of confidential information. Also of note, the New York Times is now citing sources from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team who say the full report is more troubling for the president than the Attorney General's summary made it seem. They didn't give any other details than that, at least for now. Former Vice President Joe Biden is making a promise to be more respectful of what he calls personal space. He made the promise on Twitter in a 2-minute video. But right after the video's release, three more women accused him of getting too close to them. That makes a total of five. The Washington Post reports two of the women this week said Biden went forehead to forehead with them, making them both feel uncomfortable, even if he wasn't trying to be sexual about it. Biden said in his apology video that he's always tried to make a human connection, whether that be shaking hands or grabbing people by the shoulders, but he understands times are changing and says he'll be more mindful. He's still expected to run for president in 2020, so we'll see if he actually does. Federal health officials just issued a special announcement about e-cigarettes, saying they're worried they could be linked to seizures. The FDA says since June of last year, it's seen an uptick in reports of seizures, and most involved youth or young adults. To be clear, the FDA says it's not sure yet if the two are actually connected. The FDA does say seizures are a known potential side effect of nicotine toxicity. And of course, there are worries about the high number of young people using e-cigarettes. It's even been called an epidemic. Google's parent company, Alphabet, got the top spot on LinkedIn's latest top companies list. The 2019 ranking names the top 50 companies to work for in the U.S. LinkedIn says the list highlights firms that have figured out how to attract and keep top talent. Alphabet takes the number one spot away from Amazon, who had it last year. Now the top five are Alphabet, Facebook, Amazon, Salesforce, Deloitte, in that order. A quick break now for today's sponsor. By now, you know listening makes us smarter and more connected, and it makes it easier to have better conversations with the people around us. Audible has bestsellers, business books, self-improvement, memoirs, and many more. And Audible members not only get 3 titles every month, they also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Earlier, I mentioned that I'm planning to listen to Brené Brown's Dare to Lead, and I already had a listener reach out to let me know it's so good. You can listen too, when and how it's convenient for you. And here's the best part. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Just go to audible.com/newsworthy or text newsworthy to 500-500. That's Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E, audible.com/newsworthy or text newsworthy to 500-500. Now back to the news. Verizon is now officially the first in the world to get 5G-enabled smartphones connected with a 5G network. The company enabled the much faster next-generation mobile network for customers in Chicago and Minneapolis a week earlier than originally planned. CNBC says the 5G network speed will be 10 times faster, but only one smartphone actually works with it for now. That's the Moto Z3 with a new separate accessory. But more 5G is coming. Samsung is expected to release its Galaxy S10 5G in South Korea only this week. And T-Mobile and Sprint also plan to enable 5G in the U.S. later this year. More than 24 researchers are calling on Amazon to stop selling its facial recognition tech to police departments. These are artificial intelligence experts from Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and some top universities who sent an open letter to Amazon. The reason? They say studies have repeatedly shown Amazon's algorithms are flawed, that the systems show a bias against women and people of color. For example, one study earlier this year showed the software thought women were men nearly 20% of the time, and it mistook darker-skinned women for men 30% of the time. They say if police use this, it could cause racial discrimination and possibly mistaken identity. But Amazon has defended its technology, saying they haven't had any reports that law enforcement has misused the software. So far, there are 2 law enforcement agencies we know of currently using the facial recognition tech. Well, Google is using artificial intelligence to let it feel like singer John Legend is talking to you. Yes, you can now change your Google Assistant voice on your device to sound like him in a feature they've been promising for a while now. Just say, "Hey, Google, talk like a legend." Engadget says Legend will sing happy birthday to you, tell you the weather, and answer questions. Google uses AI to recreate Legend's voice and make responses sound like the singer. But most questions you ask the Google Assistant will still be answered in the normal voice. Legend is the first of 6 new Google Assistant voices. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have broken a world record on Instagram. Yes, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex unveiled their new official Instagram account this week, and Entertainment Tonight reports they got 1 million followers in less than 6 hours. The Guinness World Records say that's record time. Their handle on Instagram, @SussexRoyal. Captain Marvel just joined the $1 billion club. Since it opened just last month, it brought in more than $1 billion worldwide. Variety says Captain Marvel is now the 7th Marvel movie to bring in this much money, and it's the 10th superhero movie of all time to do it. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday, where a different expert explains a different thing to know only on Thursdays after the news. This week, we're talking about the historic flooding happening now in the Midwest and the widespread flooding expected to impact half the U.S. at some point this spring. My guest today is an Emmy Award-winning meteorologist and speaker. She works with and launches Facebook Live campaigns with millions of views for the biggest brand in weather. I'm sure you can guess which one. Here's my conversation about spring 2019 flooding with meteorologist Jennifer Watson. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks so much for coming on the Newsworthy.
I'm excited to be here.
So before we get into what we can expect for the rest of spring this year, let's first talk about what we've already seen when it comes to flooding. Devastating, record-breaking flooding in states like Nebraska and Iowa. So first, can you explain what happened there this year and where do things stand right now?
It's been a really bad year, especially for the Midwest and the Plains, like you mentioned. We've seen catastrophic flooding already, and we're just getting into spring. And one of the main causes of all the flooding was the early snowmelt. In a lot of places and cities, especially there's six cities in the Plains and Midwest that have had their top five wettest start to the year on record. So you've got all this rain, early snowmelt has contributed to all this flooding. And we've got currently over 230 river gauges in flood stage right now. And, you know, we're heading into spring. So we're getting more rain, warmer temperatures, even more snow melt. So the next 2 to 3 weeks are really critical.
And I know you said there was a recent new report that came out. What are some of the highlights for that? And you said 200 million people in what, 25 states are facing some sort of flooding?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So the Spring Flood Outlook came out, and it's saying that about 200 million people in 25 states are at risk for minor flooding. But even then, that's a huge number if you think about it. And 43 million are at risk for that moderate flooding. Now, like I said, right now, we have over 230 river gauges still in flood stage. So we have flood ongoing right now, and it's just likely going to get worse as we head throughout April and even into May, because we're going to see those temperatures continuing to warm, that snow continuing to melt. We're going to get more storm systems coming through, producing more rain, which is not good, because when you think about flooding, you also want to think about soil moisture. The soil is saturated in the Plains and the Midwest. The soil really doesn't have any way to absorb any more extra water. And so that's why we're also seeing this flooding as well, because they've seen so much rain so far this year. They've got all that snow melt. I mean, there's only so much water that the soil can absorb. And so that's exacerbating the problem as well.
What can be the impact of catastrophic flooding?
Oh gosh, it can unfortunately be a lot of things. Estimated $1.4 billion in damage to crops, cattle, and farming equipment just in Nebraska alone from the flooding already. So you're going to have economic impacts, and especially with damage to crops, you're going to see different prices for different products increase. Even if you're going to a restaurant, you know, different produce that's impacted by it, you're going to see, you know, the price to even like a burger or other meals, you know, start to rise.
So we're seeing the wettest start to the year in some places. We're seeing more rain than ever before. From a scientific standpoint, does climate change have something to do with that?
So that is a very good question. And a lot of scientists are continuing to monitor that. And it's really hard to say that one specific natural disaster was caused by climate change. But what we're likely going to see as we head throughout the next several years and decades is that catastrophic events are going to become, you know, more common, which is very unfortunate. So one of the best things you can do is know if you live in a floodplain, and before you buy a house, know if you're in a floodplain so you can prepare and also get flood insurance.
And you can learn more about our guest and read more about this topic in today's show notes. You'll also find links to all the stories we talked about in this episode. Go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, The Newsworthy is here for you by 4 in the morning every weekday. We'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.